Blog Talk Radio.
Don't be afraid. Join me at the altar. God is here. very successful. And as we get ready to really get our show started, again, it is wonderful Wednesday, hump day in most of your eyes. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of Talking Sports Plus. And on one of the devices live, we have a special guest and a co-host of our Monday show. And going to be with me, she said, tomorrow, if you feel all right, on the Love Cafe tomorrow is Miss Lisa Levine. Lisa, how you doing? Oh, it's awesome, awesome to have you. And like I'm telling everybody, the people in front of me, in essence, my devices, they have it. Picture we have in the background, we have a picture of myself as well as a picture of Lisa Levine. She's in the background. And then on Facebook, you should see them anyway. I see someone trying to get in here, a couple people trying to get on. Man, I tell you, everybody want to be brought to the camera tonight. So I'm trying to see who that is. This is Christopher Michaels want to be joined on the camera as well. So it's all about getting people being a part of it. And sometimes I know they hit the button and say, you don't want to be on the camera, but it'll pop you up. And more or less, these people are waiting. Now, the call-in number for tonight's show is 347-857-4192. You know, press 1, and I'll make sure I have you live so you can share your thoughts and be heard all over the world. That's all over the world. That's what we're talking about. Plus, you can listen to the show as well by calling in. Now, if you want to check it out by web link, I'm going to mention the three that we are operating besides Blog Talk Radio. But on Blog Talk Radio is www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Wave Production. And you can get all our episodes, you can get tonight's show, and you can also be with us. But you'll have to be to the point where you'll be checking it out via internet. Now, if you want to call in, use that call-in number so you can be a part, so I can see your number pop up on the board. Then if you have something you want to say, after I see your number there, press 1. Once you press 1, then I'm going to identify with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'm going to distinctly ask you to get the location, name if you choose to. If not, I'm going to ask you to make sure you share with us your thoughts, your expertise. That's what it's all about. So we got an awesome topic tonight. Awesome title for the topics we're going to discuss tonight is Fall Sports Have Been Dealt a Major Blow. And we're going to talk about the things that's been happening all week with the postponement, with the moving cancellation, moving to the spring, and also where some districts and some associations of high school decide we can just keep with our regular plan, even though the school system will be has made a decision to be by virtual learning. So we're going to kind of see how that works. I have my thoughts, and we're going to talk about that. I'm just particularly tell you, what's important. You can't let your children go to school, but you're going to let them play football? Oh, I got something wrong with that picture. And I know everybody have to have a plan and use a plan. So the school system here where I am decided today to not have students face-to-face, but you want them to be face-to-face for football. Now, that's something we can talk about, and I hope we share our thoughts on that as well. Before I have Lisa to join us, I want to make sure I let you know those individuals that are part of the team, we call our team members, and our Coach Edwards has been trying to get in here. I've been seeing his number pop up here and there. I don't know exactly what's going on with it. However, I want him to keep trying because I want to have him on the line tonight because he has some awesome thoughts. He's the king. That's why we call him. Hales from North Alabama, right above Huntsville and Meridianville. But he's a local from the Montgomery area, but went on to finish his higher education at the Alabama A&M University. And also coaches up there in the school system and teaches as well. He's also, we have to say congratulations because he's moving to another school coming up, starting with school kickoff. He'll move from Chapman Middle School to Liberty Middle School. None other than Coach Trey, and we call him Coach Trey the King, Coach Tremaine Edwards. Thank you so much, Coach, for joining us. He's been trying because I've been watching every time he comes, pop in, pop out. And I'm just hoping it has nothing to do with our connection. I can't tell whether, but I'm looking at the board, so the board's showing that it's here. Now, I see there's another caller on, And actually, it's his mom calling in. His mom calling in. So I'm going to see, can I get her live? Then I'll know. Coach Edwards' mother, can you hear me? I'd just like to have you respond. See, I lost you just quick, that quick, because something is going on with our system, but I'm not going to give up. We're going to still have an awesome show tonight. I see Coach is trying to call in, but I'm going to give him a chance to sit here for a minute. And if he's not getting it, then maybe they can text me. Let's keep in mind, we talked about fall sports have been dealt. So it's something to do with our connection, because he has called three or four times and it keeps going away and it popping out. So I may have to, for our setup on Blog Talk Radio, have to hang up on that and recall back in so we can make sure we have him on the line. So I want him to continue to try. I want everybody to continue to try. All right. I want to give a shout out to Latae Pickett, who's joining us as well. And let me explain something. We're going to get our show started. We say, you need to get this thing started, Coach. But you know what? I want to make sure I get everybody in place that plan on being here and get our connection done. Here we have right here joining us through, as I mentioned, Latae Pickett joining us through Instagram. That's the way we're being broadcast as well, being broadcast by Instagram. That's Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. Check us out on Instagram or on Facebook. You can check us out on Facebook. That's facebook.com/ Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. You can check us out that way. Then also, I have a, it's not a room being created tonight, but a place where you're able to make a request to be live with me. We have our special guest and our co-host of our Monday show, and joining us this Thursday night as well is none other than Miss Lisa Levine. She's joining us. I to see she have that smile on her face, so that means she read. She already said she had had one of them days that no one asked for. She made it through. We're not gonna keep her alone. We just all on. And now I see that our co-host is joining on Instagram, so he's doing his best trying to get in. And I may have to shut it down for a second as I talk to all the other individuals. I'm going to try to do that, Coach Trey. I know you've been trying to get in. I like for if you can, type something down, go to Facebook, and type down what is your problem you're having trying to get in. I'm using this time to try to get those individuals up going. If it's my system, that means I'm going to have to shut down one of my systems. I'm going to have to shut down one of my phones. And I don't want to do that to anybody. Christopher Michael, thank you for joining us. We have Patrice, who was over on this line, joining us again on the second device. Thank you, Latrice, for joining us as well. We got several other people. We have, and I'm on Lisa, I'm going to give you a wave. Then I'm going to have Shanita Arrington, I'm going to give you a wave. Thank you, Shanita, for joining us as well. Let me see who else we have. We have Coach Trey. Now, Coach Trey, since I have you there, I'm going to send you an invite. The only problem, the volume is not going to be good that we can get. I'll get in for a second. It dropped my call. That's what Coach Trey is saying. So I tell you what I'm going to do while we just give it. I'm going to put a little music on, and I'm going to try to get back and go out on Blog Talk Radio. I have to do that. And see what the problem is. You know, I'm about to use one of my other to make sure I can do what, get back in. But I'm not going to mess with the one where I got you in. Not where I got you in. These to stay where you are now. Don't go anywhere. Just bear with it. And now, if you want to share some thoughts you want to at this time, you have the same opportunity. I'm going to do that because it gives me a chance to get on a phone and get live on a phone, and I don't have a problem with a volume then. I don't have a problem knocking out. So, Coach Trey, I see you on Facebook right here. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to make an adjustment, and we're going to get this thing doing what it needs to do. We got an awesome hour to talk about. We're down probably to 46 minutes, but that's all right. We're going to talk about some sports tonight. We want your opinion as well. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. So just give me this opportunity, because if you're not able to hear me, that means most likely it's not allowing any calls to come in, and I have to have your calls. Your calls are so important. I need to have it. I want your comments as well on Facebook and on Instagram. I want you to type in your comments, DM me, or just type in your comments like Coach Trey said and Lisa said and several others typed in their comments. I want you to be able to do that, but I'm going to have to close out of one of them right here, right quick. And I'm going to, and I appreciate each of those individuals joining us here, but I want you to go back to the other Facebook. I have this Facebook where you can go live on it, and it's in action as well. But I have to get this device to make sure I can call in and be able to be a better part of this. And delete that because I don't need that. So what I need to do is to shut this down. I need to end. So, Coach Trey, we asked you to call in, man. We want you to call in again. I think it shouldn't be a problem now. I think we're going to be all right now. All right, let's kind of get our show started as I was trying to take that time to kind of get everything in place. And we have these difficulties sometimes. That's what life is all about. Before I get started good, and I'm hoping the volume with Lisa is heard real well. If not, I'm going to do my best to make sure I get it up. Lisa, kind of share with them some things you're doing with our young people. Possibly someday will could be an athlete that's working toward dealing with our COVID-19 through your yoga, their mental and emotional aspect. What are some things you can share with our listening audience in regards to can help them with their own children or even with an athlete? Because this is challenging, because you're talking about a high school athlete up to 19 years old, then some college athlete up to 21, 22, but you have young youth programs too, kids 4 and 5 years playing. Can you just share some thoughts in regards to that?
I think yoga, whenever I talk to kids about yoga, they quite often say,
I think it's important
implemented, especially now with everything going on. Yoga can be, you know, I mean, you can spread apart too. Be on a side, equally. You know, when you can school, school break too. So you're on the computer all day. So yoga for us overall, for the whole body. For myself, I don't think about being other than my little practice. Really helps.
Awesome, Bob.
Right with studying practices. I think it's a good, it's excellent that we implement it. We could have yoga in all schools and stuff whenever we do go back.
Sound right.
So.
That's awesome, awesome. And I'm just trying to maneuver and trying to make sure I get that volume up on Lisa. And it's coming through to a point, but we're going to continue to work. Yeah, I can hear you. We're moving some things around to make sure we get her in the right place. And y'all excuse my operation, but this one is all about. I have some time to, you know, operate all of these things.
Nothing hurts.
You know, I'm operating several things, and I'm going to get up high enough so those people on Facebook can see me. I have several cords. Y'all would be surprised the kind of stuff I got going on here, trying to make sure I get her voice heard. But that's what it's all about. It's all about bringing you the best that you can bring. I'm still asking Coach Trey if you would try to call in, because I got it up running now, I believe, to the point. If you see me very close to you, because I am very close to the phone. And I'm just trying to make sure I get Lisa on and get her blasting like she needs to be like. But Lisa, I thank you so much in just sharing some of those things in regards to yoga and how it can work with the mental, emotional part as we move through our COVID-19, as we move through social unrest and injustice and the protesting and all of this, because all of this is just tough on us as adults, but even tougher on children. So that's what we're talking about. And they want to participate. Sports is an outlet for a lot of them to participate in. And I think it's so important that we keep in mind exactly what we need to do as adults. Yes, it's challenging, but we also got to have a plan. One of the things I read today, I was reading something, if not, I saw they talking about what it's a challenge for young people even more now. And the reason why it's a challenge, because it's unknown for them. So if you're going to prepare them, allow them to now to have a clean slate and take them on what they're exactly doing, what they're trying to do to be successful, because there's no plan you can put in place for what's going on now. A lot of our young people lost. That's one of the things. And also, think about this, since we're talking about the mental and emotional part, think about those players of these conferences in school who have postponed football from the fall to the spring. That's going to be a mental burden on each and every one of them, whether anybody like it or not, because I'm going to tell you, this is something we got to consider, because those people, they sit the spring, they missed the spring, they missed all the training, and they was thinking they were going to be ready to go in the fall, and now the conference saying we're not going to go to the spring. This is something unprecedented. So you have to keep that in mind. So COVID-19 has created that, where we're going to have to deal with the unknown. And our mental and emotional part of us just have challenges when we have that. But having yoga in your life is important. Having yoga in your child's life is so important, because allow them to adjust and take time and do things as you in a relaxed state. Because stress and frustration
fear and anxiety brings along high blood pressure, brings along things you're not accustomed to.
It's based on your immune system, too. It's telling you what's getting you so upset. And upset, it really takes a toll on your body, you know, and on your mind, you know, and it you know, you have to find ways to manage the stress better. My little assistant pressed in the bathroom, grabbed his mouth, so I was in my leg on the top, and I don't want to deal with this, but I know that there's so much, it's all these. And that's because I feel that all of the men that I can support, of course, I do this process. This is good and grown and developed. They tell me how they use it or when they use it. I teach them how to use it in class.
Exactly.
Before, in the classroom, you're stressed out. You know, it's so important. It's so important to manage our stress and anxiety. If you're not going to cut sports, they're cut sports or they're pass sports.
Exactly. And see, that's what we got to realize. And as I was reading, Lisa said, we need to, our president, to talk about some yoga, because you might need a lot of yoga. But that we'll leave it at that point. But it's so important that we focus on something that's going to deal with our mental, emotional, even, you know, our spiritual, our financial. All this is part of our health and our physical part. And we have to be prepared. So, again, these young people, thinking they're going to play football. I'm talking about the young adults, but they won't be able to play the football until the spring. That means they got to grind and grind, work through this process to get to the spring. You have a lot of areas like in Texas that push the season back to the end of September. School being going virtual, because in this area, all of the schools in the Black Belt, we call, are basically in regards to the belt from Macon Bullitt all the way over to right now, Selma, possibly Dallas and other counties are moving to virtual learning, because virtual learning is something they don't have a choice, because truly, they was not ready to do safety-wise now. Safety-wise, that's what everybody keep in mind. It's all about safety. And when you're talking about going into the school that might be 100 years old, or going into the school that built to accommodate 700, but instead you got 1,100. It's, I don't care what nobody said, it is extremely hard to make sure you keep that the safety measures in the place. You got to worry about the water fountain. You got to worry about how we're going to deal with being social distance in the classroom, how we're going to worry about it in the hallway. But taking a step in the right direction toward what we're doing now is so important. So that's what it all. We still want you to call in. The call-in number is 347-857. I'm sorry. Let me back it up. 347-857-4192. Sometimes I get to talking pretty fast, and I had to slow it down. Like one of the co-hosts that was listening to the show said, slow it down. I was you'd be going pretty fast. And sometimes I see my agenda, and I try to move forward and try to make sure I touch basically on everything. Again, I'm still hoping the big time Hawks or the King will still try to call in again. I need you to try to call in again, because I changed the setup, so you should be able to call in and be able to talk. So that's what we want you to do. We want you to be a part of it, because you offered some awesome ideas about how we need to deal with the sport. And plus, you told me you want to talk about fall sports have been dealt a major blow. That's what he wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about it. So we're going to continue to talk about it. We're sharing it about how yoga can play a part. Put it in your life. The president, put it in your life. The governor, put it in your life. And if, you know, if you need some clarity.
You want to hear something funny?
Yes.
Deepak Chopra, and I love Deepak Chopra. I that's my therapy. He invited the president to his retreat for 2 weeks.
Okay.
He answered, but he didn't get upset with Deepak. He didn't get upset with Deepak. Deepak is a very peaceful man.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought interesting that he invited him to come on a book charge or anything that he could work with. And he said, no,
No, yeah, we know it's going to be no. So, but we got to just keep in mind this is what we're dealing with, and I do just pray that we continue to be do our due diligence in making sure we follow the safety protocol, make sure we social distance, make sure we're washing our hands at 20 seconds, and that's one of the other problems again in our school system, being able to wash your hands 20 seconds when sometimes water's not running sometimes. Then you got to drink out of the same water fountain. You know, all these things are safety, just things that are not safe for individuals right now. So, yes, I want children to be in school because some of them will have a challenge learning because some people that are in a position to teach them are working, trying to put themselves in the best position to do that. It ain't easy teaching virtually. It's not. It is something that if you have never experienced it, because some people have hang-ups about going to online school and going to, I have to sit in a classroom. Don't you think that's the same way we have to do with our children? So since you are charged with doing it, get as much information on how to do it and work on it and practice before it's time to go before our young people. Because as the schedule set up here, it's from 8 to 12 the first week. They're going to be virtual learning. Then next following week, there's going to be all-day virtual learning. So we're going to have a full-fledged virtual learning program. They're getting training. And so we can't train people in a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. It takes years of training. It takes years of going through it. If you went through a virtual learning online postgraduate program or went through a graduate program, it took adjustment if you used to sit in the classroom. So that's what we're talking about. The blow is fall sports been there, but our young people been there. Who's going to participate in fall sports? Again, I'm hoping Coach will call in. I see him still on the line. In regards to looking at Instagram, but also Andrea wrote, I just was not willing to put my kids in the type of danger just to send them to school this year.
He's also a nurse.
A parent and a nurse. Thank you, Andrea. Thank you so much. That's Andrea C. Robinson. Thank you. And one of Lisa's good friends. And
number.
Yeah. I thank you. The number to call in is 347-857-4192. And I would love to get a few more to call in here because I know we were struggling from the start. Now, but we're going to have to move forth with our agenda tonight and talk about a few things before we get to the 9 o'clock hour. We had one of the things I just talked about in cancellation and postponement of 2020 fall college football. Now, the question that some of you may have, why did they have to do that? Now, everybody's not done it as of this point, but most of your schools have made that decision. It's a reason why they made that decision. Financially, it's a big strain on you because you got a couple of things that's going on leading to cancellation and postponement. One of the reasons why, thank you, and I see it still clicking on and off. It may have been her number, 772 was the area code that just called in, but it just flipped off. And it just might be our setup tonight, and I'm very apologetic for tonight because I understand that's what our co-host was trying to do, and it kept popping off. So I just noticed that number just popped up, and all of a sudden when I was about to get them on, it popped off. So I don't know exactly. I see numbers popping up, and they keep popping off. So, again, 347-857-4192. It may be a techno problem out of New York because we are housed out of New York. Our broadcast center is out of New York. So it could be something there. Just bear with it. But I'm going to share as much as I can in regards to postponing as well as cancellation of the fall sports for some schools, and some hadn't made the decision. One of the biggest things is COVID-19 and the safety measures that you have to make sure you do to make sure we don't have our individual infected and carry it to families that lead to more infection or contraction of this disease. I want everybody to understand this is nothing to play with. It's mutating all the forms and fashion. And some people can tell you it's nothing, but it is something. And it's something we have to make sure we do right. You can't afford to start making mistakes with people live. You know, our hashtag, and I hope Lisa received that shirt, and I think she did because she communicated. I remember seeing that. You know, it's hashtag One Life Matter. And it's going to be available for everybody next week where you can get one of the shirts. The only thing I'm asking everybody to do, if you want one of the shirts, send me your size, send me the way you want me to get it to you. And I do ask for shipping costs. And the shipping cost is $4.95. So if you can do that, you can get a nice shirt for $4.95. So that's what it's all about. It'll say hashtag One Life Matter. It'll have an individual standing there with that one life, and it'll have talking real to you. And it's a blog talk radio show. And that's what it's all about. Now, looking at cancellation and postponement, it's so important that we keep in mind that it's not only that the safety measures, you know, you have to go through that. But when you're talking about testing, we don't have enough tests to take care of people we do have in hospitals. We don't have enough to take care of the people that are not outside of these athletes that we're going to have to test at least 3 to 4 times a week. We don't have enough tests, then you don't have the money as an athletic program who's not bringing the $20 million like your what we call the Power Five, which I'll call out the University of Florida, Florida State, Miami, University of Alabama, Auburn University, Georgia, Georgia Tech, Tennessee. All those schools get a $20 million check or more, $30 million check every spring. And they invest that money. So it makes a big difference. It makes a big difference if you're at one of the smaller FCS schools, which is your historical black college and university. You have two divisions, the Southwest Athletic Conference and the MEAC, which is the Mid-Athletic, Eastern Athletic Conference. Then we have the Division II, which is made of the SIAC, Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, and the CIAA, which is the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association, just don't have $67 per test kit. And just think about that. When you know it's going to put you in a hole, then if you decide to go and play, we're going to think positive, but what if one of the players do get contract and become positive, and he may have started off not a carrier, might be a carrier. He's going to drop and shit. Now your whole team got to sit out 2 weeks. We don't want to do that. So that's why you had a lot of cancellation and postponement. But the biggest thing I'm going to take is straight off on the bat to keep it real is that money. Some try to stay in the game to get the money. Some decided to get out of the game. It's just if you're in Vegas. You're at the table, you're rolling, you're having the old one to go to Vegas, you like going to Vegas, roll them dice, and all of a sudden you hit pretty good, then you say, I got to get out now. Those schools that make decisions, like Delaware University, those schools like West Texas A&M, those schools that in the SIAC, the CIAA, those schools in California that having problems because the Pac-10 is cutting down to 8 game season. And those schools up in Washington, they're struggling hard and they just can't continue to do them. Look at, you know, I'm having that tough internet action tonight. It's been tough tonight, but it's popping on and off. But we're going to keep on drilling with this thing. Those schools are having challenges. Schools in the state of Texas, that's why I understand those schools that make up the SEC that may be in the state of Texas, they're going to have a challenge. SEC talking about carrying on. We're going to make a decision at the end of this month. They're holding on, but they can stand and not have a hit this fall. But those smaller schools can't stand. So the postponement of fall college football come about, fall sports come about because of lack of money to pay for those tests. For our FCS, football championship subdivision, the Division II, which is NCAA, Division III, NCAA, and NAIA. That's why you see a lot of cancellations. That's why you see a lot of postponement. Another thing we want to add and talk about is what football will look like, or the fall sports will look like in the spring. We're talking about taking your volleyball, taking in some cases your soccer, taking some cases, you know, your football, we know, and when basketball gets started up, taking that to put it all over in the spring when you have all these spring sports who had the pleasure, didn't like to, and had no other choice to cancel most of their season. Now you're taking these sports and putting them over in the fall, in the spring. So look at how it's going to look like. We're going to have a lot of sports, you know, some individual who made this decision to move that way, which was good, safety-wise. If we're not dealing with, we have a vaccine, which we already know, Lisa and I know, that's not going to be the answer. It's not going to be the answer. It's still, you still can eventually even get the vaccine. We heard people say this vaccine they're testing now out of one of the universities, I can't remember, maybe in over in the United Kingdom, and it said it lasts about a week or possibly 2 weeks. And then after 2 weeks, you back in the vulnerability stage. So the vaccine is to make people feel better, but it's not going to stop you from getting COVID-19. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a health professional. If some can correct me, and unfortunately calling in, it seems like we're having a challenge tonight, but you can share it on Facebook. You can share it on Instagram. We got to be realistic. This is bias. Is no cure for a virus. And we have to realize that. And what we have to do is make sure we practice what we're supposed to practice. And if we mean it ain't worth it, just like Andrea said, for putting kids out in a situation just so you can get the pleasure of saying your child playing football, your child playing volleyball. It's not worth it. And I want everybody to keep that in mind when you start getting caught up in, oh, he's going to get a scholarship. She's going to get a scholarship. Mess up her scholarship. Everybody dealing with the same problem. It is not just your child. Every one of the other young people dealing, even if they decide to go out and play them at these Power Five schools and Group of Five schools. Financially, they can handle paying for a test to test them 3 or 4 times. But you know you can't. Then you can't put a capacity in the stadium if you try, or you might be playing without fans. And college football cannot operate without fans. That's where the money comes from. So the point is, you're only putting 50% of them in the stadium. And 50% is most likely, in some cases, it's not going to be 50,000 people. Get that out of your mind. 50% will be probably the 50% of your season ticket holders. In some cases, your smaller school, smaller division, you're talking about 7,000 people. And then they got to send social distance. Is that what we want? Is that kind of entertainment we want? If we want to play that bad and we're willing to go through that just to play football, then have at it. I don't agree, and I've been in athletics and football coach on all levels. It ain't worth it, people. One life matters. One life matters. That's the hashtag. And responsibility of being responsible is the other one. These two, you need the hashtag. I have to be responsible enough to not put my child in that situation. The glory will come. But the glory you might experience is not what you want. We have to keep there. So the council. So what we're going to be looking at, a lot of sports all bunched in 4 or 5 months. How are we going to juggle our schedule? How are we going to do it? But we're going to love it if it's in existence. Right now, we're not guaranteed. We're not guaranteed that we're going to have sports in the spring. But at least give us a little time to kind of get things together. That's what we're talking about. Like I said, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Unfortunately, the call-in number is having a challenge, but you can go to Facebook, and that's facebook.com/DRLDalberto Smith. Check us out. You can type in your comment if you're checking us out on Facebook or on Instagram, Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, 15. Share your comments. Share your thoughts. That's what it's all about. That's what we're talking about. Next topic we want to jump on is in regards to discussing why colleges are not able to afford coronavirus testing. I just mentioned several president athletic directors is coming on out of your larger conferences or your group of five. For example, you take Princeton, which is the Ivy League. See, like when the Ivy League make a decision about doing something, everybody else follow. Because in basketball, they're the first conference doing basketball when this came, coronavirus, was when we had Rudy Gobert with the breakout with him. When he found out he was positive, the Ivy League made this decision. We're not playing no more basketball, baseball. Now they make the decision, we're not playing no football. But you got to remember, there's a difference between the Ivy League, how they're financed, and the difference of Power Five. The Ivy Leagues don't have scholarships. Just remember that. They don't have scholarships. So they don't have that money coming in. They don't have that. They play pretty much pay their money. It could be $50,000 to $100,000. I don't know what exactly what it is across a year to go and get your education and in the process. Mm-hmm. Play games as well, you know, and that's what they have to deal with. So the thing about it, they make a decision. If our young people won't have to pay their money to come to school, let's make academics the priority, which should be the priority in the beginning. But we have football factors. These schools are putting out these professional football. People keep going to these schools. They ain't think about the academic side. They don't have that on their mind. And some of our kids major, and some people may kind of get on me because I heard this, and I work at a university. We had graduation, and I'm in the College of Education, and they called out an area called interdisciplinary studying. I said, now, the only place I ever heard about that is at Auburn University, and most of the football players were majoring in that, so they can stay eligible. So I was like, is that what we want? Because they figure they can go to the pros. They don't have to worry about that degree. But eventually, somewhere down the line, they're not good investors. They're going to do what? They're going to have to lean back on a degree. A lot of them are coming back. The degree, even if they've been in the pros, made money. Several people I know. But you got to understand, the Ivy League said, you come here, you're going to work academically. You're going to meet the highest standard. Because when you leave here, you're going to be having the opportunity to have your degree from an Ivy League university, and you will get a job on Wall Street. I know some people that ain't no promise. Hell, nothing is promised, but you got to get a guarantee. So one of the things they made the decision, so how it's going to look, how testing is, they looked at the testing, $67 a test kit per player, per staff. Everybody who has, sometimes you have 130 people associated with that program. Everybody in the football building. Everybody, you know, the volleyball section. Everybody in all the other sports that goes on in the fall. That is the reason why the postponement and cancellation. You can't pay the $67. And that's testing each one of those athletes 3 to 4 times a week. And the bottom line is, you can keep them confined to that football complex, to that volleyball area, but they still have to do what? Go home. They have to go be around their friends. And their friends may not have been tested. So now they go and they may contract and they may not. You know, I was hearing some numbers yesterday, and I may have shared with Lisa the other day and maybe not, that there were some children from birth age up to 4 that have now contracted. We were talking about coronavirus when they said babies couldn't get it at one time, the beginning. And then they said the carriers are children or young adolescents from the ages of 10 to 19. They're now the carriers. And I heard a superintendent say today, if the parents give it to the children, so the children come to school, go give it to everybody else. It's sad that we have that kind of understanding about it. But it started off saying it's only going to affect people who are what? 65 and older. That's what we said. 65 and older. But maybe coronavirus is listening to everything you were saying because it has mutated to now causing blood clots, strokes, and heart attacks in 20 to 49 years old. And you got young people and babies who are encountering and they don't understand. I think we started off on this, and Lisa and I, we had that talk on Monday as well as Scarter. It was messed up from the beginning. It was blown up from the beginning. Because we, first of all, treated like a host. From the beginning. It's going to be gone tomorrow. And it wasn't gone tomorrow. I'm looking at numbers now in the area I am. Just a week ago, the numbers are like 50-some thousand who have been infected. Now, as of today, 14 days later, 70,000. 70,000. And I got the people that are joining me, and they probably wonder why they only see the top of my head, but you know, that's how it goes. You know, I'm trying to get it where it'll be able to work and you can see me. So my point is, now it's 70,000. This thing is mutating, people. And this stuff people tell you that's in leadership positions, from even from the top 4-5 all the way down. And I ain't talking about 4-5. Anybody know in this part of the country, that means Lowndes County, 4-5. No, we're talking about 4-5 at the top. But now the tune has changed. Corona virus is nothing to play with. And don't play with it, people. Don't think if I get it, I don't have to worry about getting it again. People are testing positive, testing negative, testing positive. Because you have to go through three before you can actually, which is like 28 days or 30 days. My numbers might be off. But I've seen it because I know a person right now that can't go back to work because the family, you got 7 or 8 people in their family that tested positive. And they tested positive themselves. So, you know, you got to leave, got to get off the job. They tested negative. But you have to have 2 negative tests behind each other, and unfortunate, this person tested positive again. That's why, let's get this out of our mind. So that's what we're talking about, the coronavirus test. We don't have enough to go around for everybody. We're based on your doctor recommending you go test. I don't know how it is, at least they can share some thoughts about South Florida. But right now, here, you have to make sure the doctor send you over there as a referral. And they will give you a test. They give you within, they got a 15-minute result. And that's a challenge I heard down in South Florida. People have been waiting 7 to 10 days for results. Then we got people with false negative, false positive. We have a challenge. And that's why I said,
you want to know what's been going on around here? People, and I know people personally, they made an appointment, didn't show up, and they got a positive result. So how long is it going? I mean, seriously, and then I'm hearing more stories about someone comes in with a broken arm, they're calling, you can't do that. We need to get to track the numbers, you know, as close as possible. But, you know, I think hospitals,
keep on talking, Lee. I hear you.
We have to have a better system. There's leadership and teamwork. You know, rather than sitting in everybody's, or, you know, I don't like arguing or yell. So I just say, why can't we sit and come up with a better plan? This is how we're going to test. This is where the tests are going. The lab's going. This is the person's name on it. Their first, you know, yes, this person's found out. You know, you're going, we're getting all sorts of different solutions. You know, it's going to be a few. So you've got some people saying that it's not safe. Other people saying, well, this is difficult. But we need to be as accurate as we can. You know, and how to do it. Rather, to me, rather than rushing to get a vaccine, You know, we need to see the details of it. You need to see the symptoms of it. Find solutions. It's all about solutions. Republicans and Democrats and support politics. And that, now I find that we're not talking. This is a medical issue. There's no issue. As I've got it on this. It's a second.
Awesome.
Money at the end of the tunnel. They don't see a way out. They don't see anything. They do not see it as emergency, my friend. You know, it's very challenging. So, and we as the adults are not able to attend that or even reassure correct. You know,
exactly.
Am I going back? You know, it's a very situation. I can't even imagine, you know, this ever be a problem.
Exactly. And I think one of the things I see one of the listeners saying that the audio is not coming through as clear. One of the biggest things I think we have is delays in it, and the system is catching the delays and missing out on words. But we are still working on it. Bear with us. We may not get it clear today, but we're going to keep on working. And really, you know, Lisa's trying to get it out and is just doing that. But we're going to continue to bear with what we're trying to do here and get our thought across. The next thing I want us to quickly talk about is in regards to the Historical Black College and you. I'm going to just take this time to share this. And all your listeners, you know, we're going to work on it. Just bear with it. And I know how it's a challenge. And I'm just trying to get everything set up on this end, hard enough so you can see me. And just like I see your sister saying, not good. So you can't hear too good. So I just don't know how. But we're going to work on it because tomorrow we're going to work on it again. We're going to work on it because I think I have an answer to it.
Okay, we're trying to say, watch us.
There you go. And I have an answer to this because probably won't be able to video like I normally want to video on the video camera. Won't probably do it. I'm going to have to use another sound box to make sure this works. I have that, but we're going to move forward, and we're moving toward the end of the show. You know, it's not really the Lisa has got. Sometimes it's just a delay in the sound coming out when it gets to me, and it don't come to the speaker right. But we're going to work on it. But I just want to kind of touch bases on some things that are going to affect our middle school and high school, because that's part of our show to talk about. We got to understand a lot of the places have made the decision, like in Texas, delayed a season for a couple weeks. Brother delayed in school for a couple of weeks. A lot of the places, like in Alabama, it said we're going to be ready to go. We're going to be ready to go in August. I mean, practice start on the 27th of July, and they're going to be playing on August the 20th. But you know what? They don't have it in control. They can put in the plan they want to put out there. There's no criticism because I know everybody in the High School Athletic Association pretty good. And it's just, I know you want to get them back out on the field. Your board meta says we'll be all right. But let's be realistic. It's not going to be all right like we want it to be all right. All we have to do is keep in mind that we're going to continue to work hard and practice our safety measures because that's what it's all about. We got to practice exactly what we need to do to make sure we be successful. This not just this fall, but beyond that. Because it's a possibility, this is going to go into 2021 and May 22, maybe 22. We don't know because we don't have answers. It's unknown to us. So we all have to make adjustments. So if we want to put our children, middle school, high school players out there, but we can't even walk in a school door. We can't go to a classroom, but we want to play football. You know, that's a choice you have to make. But I don't think that's a choice you need to make. What we need to do is need to get a handle on this situation, be able to understand what's going on, and understand that we can't afford to lose not one child. Hashtag one life matter. Again, hashtag one life matter. Get your shirt. I want you to do email me at LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. I'm just asking for you to pay what we call the fees on it, which is handling the fees, the shipping fee, which is $4.95, and you get your free shirt. Free shirt. Free shirt. That's what he's talking about. You're not paying for the cost of the shirt. I'll take care of you. All you got to do is email me or either come to DM me. You can DM me because you're on Facebook with me. DM me because Instagram only give me an hour to talk, and when the hour is gone, it's gone. So those individuals, Latay Pickett, thank you so much for joining us on there. Several others, I didn't get all their names, but I want to make sure I give a shout-out to everybody who's joining us, and I want you all to bear with us. We're going to get this together. You know, if Lisa feel like tomorrow, she can call in tomorrow. I think I might have an answer for it tomorrow, but I need to keep. We need to keep trying and keep doing it. Even on Blog Talk Radio, we had some difficulties, and I was able to call in, but other people are not able to call in. Every time they come on, I'm watching people call and pop off. You know, all I can do is say we're going to work hard to do a little better. We're going to be hashtag responsible. We're going to be responsible so we can be around tomorrow, so we can be around the next day. We're going to keep coming at you. We're going to come at you in a way that we can be successful. Just don't take tonight as the one that determines where we're going. Check us out tomorrow night. The Love Cafe starts at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That's kind of early, Lisa, but if you can get in there and call, we're going to talk about some love tomorrow. We're going to talk about the L. Love is
love. Talking about love is being confined in a house.
Acronym love, if you're confined to the house, you better listen. Now, you know,
listen. Love is love and lockdown.
There you go. You're talking about lockdown. The O is overcoming. The B is value.
Love and lockdown.
And E, love and lockdown. And E is nothing but encouragement. It's everything. It's expectation. That's what we're going to talk about. The cafe has a menu of starter appetizer, which is lust. Oh, come on now. And then we have the entree. Y'all, you can feel it, the attachment. That's what it's all about. I mean, I'm sorry, the attraction. It's the attraction. I'm in a hurry. And last but not least is that dessert, which is that what? Attraction. That's what it's all about. Check us out, 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and we're going to make this thing do what it do. I appreciate you joining us, and even through our challenges we had tonight, what we're slowly going to work on, we're going to keep grinding. We're going to get that system where it's going to be working. You want to say it's terrible, it's not, it can't hear it. We're going to make sure you can hear it. Tomorrow is really the step toward it, because we're going to be able to do that tomorrow. And let me give a shout out to all those individuals that joined. We had several people writing things, and I appreciate them sharing their thoughts on here. And,
Andrea's trying to call in. We should try to get Andrea on Monday.
Okay. That'll work. Andrea, yeah. We want you to join us.
We want you to join us.
And Lisa said we definitely. I'm sending you the invite live right here. Yeah. We have to call out all these individuals, give them a shout out because they joined us. And again, we apologize for the technical difficulties tonight, but we're going to get better. Just bear with us, and it's going to continue tomorrow for sure. Check us out at 6 o'clock. If not, go back later on. You can check out our on-demand episode of the show from tonight and tomorrow night. And I'm working and hope it's falling in line for tonight, but tomorrow night for sure. We have Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California, behind the mass ministry. Thank you so much. Martina Penn. Martina, remember Zeta Phi Davis Award, give her a shout-out. Because she's one of my players. She's from Bullock County, and she was also on AAU and the YBOA basketball. She played basketball down there at Bullock County High School. Thank you. Pamela Wiley, thank you so much for joining us, Pamela. We have Patrice, I'm going to say like Cynthia, Aedia. Patrice, thank you. If I'm not saying it right, Patrice, you know how to get in touch with me. You know how to give me a shout-out for not saying your name. Your name right. We have Shanita Arrington Mitchell. Thank you, Shanita, for joining us tonight. Give you the shout out. Family friend, thank you so much. I tell Jen you was on tonight. Donald Van Horn. Donald, thank you, Donald, for being with us and sharing your thoughts. How we gonna get? All we can do is get better. We don't worry about what we didn't do, but we're gonna work on getting better. That was on both ends. Also, our co-host, Tremaine Edwards, he was watching us, and he tried several times, but the call kept dropping. And why, I just don't know. But like I said, we're being broadcast out of New York. And out of New York, as a connection sometimes, it takes me, it could be at the broadcast center. It could be, but we're going to keep to, Andrew. He's Andrew Schultz. I'm saying it right. If I'm saying it right, Lisa, you know that name now. What's his last name? What's Andrew last name? Hi, Andre. We thank you. He's talking, can we talk about, can we talk about the foul Ohio State hat? Come on, Andrew. Leave him alone. Go Redskin. That's what he got. All right, then. Going back and forth. Thank you, Andrew, so much. And Lisa, know him personal. It's a pleasure to be here. He's at Michigan State, and it's good to have the listeners on from each of these colleges and university. Yvette Smith, a biological sister, thank you so much for joining us. We have Andrea C. Robinson. Thank you for joining us, and you can call in if you feel like tomorrow. It's not for sure Monday at 7 o'clock, 7:30. Let me get it right, 7:30 on Monday. We're moving, and I'm working pretty fast here to make sure I get everybody for my power go off in regards to the time frame that we have. Also, we have, and I'm strolling. A lot of individuals. Thank you so much. Andrea puts quite a few words on health and lifestyle and prevention is important. Thank you so much, Andrea. Thank you so much. Adrian Burkett, thank you, Adrian, so much. Also, Faye Trentworth Smith, thank you, Faye, so much for joining us. Marcus Chaney, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, also an international officer of, he's a director of education for Phi Beta Sigma. And we thank you so much. And he was our 36th Southern Regional Director of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. We have your, this is your sister right here, Lisa, Leslie Levine.
Mom,
that's her mom. Thank you, Mom. Thank you so much, Leslie.
Thank you, Mom,
for joining us. And we're going to work on it. Tell Mom we're going to work on it because she didn't want to see you. So we had her on. You can see her tonight, but the vibe wasn't where we wanted to be, but we're going to work on it, Mom. We're going to make sure we do it. So all those individuals joining us, as I mentioned earlier, some of them that was on Instagram, but I lost them after 1 hour. Coming back tomorrow night on the Love Cafe. And we want you to be a part of 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And if you're out on the West Coast, just set your dial for 4 o'clock. You're real early on the West Coast. So, and that's where I know Denise is. So thank you so much for joining us. It's been awesome tonight. We didn't get a chance to get our people in like we wanted to. Lisa shared some awesome information. I see Donald saying hi, Mom. But some awesome information about yoga, how it can help you and help your children, help their mental and emotional state at this time as we go through COVID-19. Yes, as well as dealing with sports, they have to be mentally, emotionally, physically, as well as spiritually able to function and deal. And that's what we're talking about right now. We're just talking about sports. We just want to share our thoughts. Hashtag, keep in mind, we want you to be on top of it. Hashtag responsible. That comes from my Monday night show. Hashtag one life matter. We have our shirts going to be ready next week. I'm going to talk to Lisa. She have a couple people that have a person they can contact. I also have another industry that's trying to do it as well. We're going to get and have our shirts. And all you have to do is email me your size and make sure the cash after I have, send it $4.95 for the shipping and handling, because sometimes it costs $8 sometimes to ship things like shirt, depending on where it's in the country. So just help us out on that end, but you get the shirt free, so you can pay the shipping and handling. And we look forward, and that's hashtag One Life Matter. Talking real to you, love talking to you. That's what it's all about. Okay, also hashtag is keep on grinding. We're going to keep on grinding, even though we ran into these problems, these challenges tonight, we're going to keep on grinding. Hashtag communicate for understanding. That's what it's all about. And as Lisa's been touched and been talked about by Andrew with Ohio State, our good friend that is. a graduate of Ohio State. Matter of fact, was working up at Ohio State University. Crystal Porter, she's working there, but she left and moved down to Cincinnati from Columbus. She's, her home is Columbus. And she have everything Ohio State, everything, sneakers and everything. So I'm like, go ahead, support your school. Do it right. That's what we're talking about, Lisa. OSU.
OSU, go back.
The Ohio State University. That's what they call it. So that's what it's all about. It's been awesome. And we're going to play some music as we close out. But what I want everybody to do, we're going through these challenging times, COVID-19. I want you to hug your family members. If you can't hug, go to Zoom and give them a hug. And give them a hug. That's what it's all about. And tell them you love them. Because we need to hear that in these times. We don't need to step away from each other as a family or friend. We need to come closer to each other because we need each other. That's a support for us. And that's what it's all about. Smile.
And Dr. Lou, something else maybe to do like at night, guys, before you go to sleep, just some breathing. You can do it with your kids.
Breathing.
You know, well, inhale, you know, just center yourself, ground, you know, ground your body, you know, lay down, sit up, whatever you're comfortable with. You just always safeguard all of these timer, like inhale, count of four, in through your nose, hold it for 2 seconds, and then breathe out through your mouth slowly, the count of six. And just to keep that, and maybe you saw, I'll come up with something that you guys can do that helps you calm, something to do with family. It will ground you, it connects you with yourself, and it connects you with family. And it also helps with anxiety. It helps manage to end increase breath of sleep at night.
And that's awesome. Lisa gave some awesome advice. And I tell everybody, you know, that's one of the things I was reading the other day about when you're dealing with these stressful situations, especially children, breathing. You know, if you ever been scuba diving, you learn how to breathe pretty good. If you learn how to swim, you learn how to breathe pretty good. At this time, you're not in water. Just sit down, relax. You may inhale through your nose and blow it out your mouth. Don't your mouth and try to blow it out your nose. Inhale through your nose and blow it out your mouth. That's just like if you're running, anything to condition your body. That's what it is. And take time to just sit there and meditate and relax.
Meditate. I'll work on the, when you inhale, you push the stomach out, and on the exhale, you pull it in, but really now, just focus on learning just how to control your breath better. Just inhale to the count of four, slowly count out, hold that breath for 2 seconds, and then let it out with six with your mouth and pull your belly in. Andrea just mentioned she's having medication. I have to do myself, so maybe we'll bring that on my in some self-care tips on for 3 seconds. Meditation is
good
for everyone.
Great advice, Lisa, getting there. Even though we're breaking up pretty good, but you know, we're going to get it straight tomorrow. And she'll give you, if she have a minute, she's going to share that, some more advice where you'll be able to hear her. Just join us tomorrow. And I'm at the end of the show, and I always get to this point. I want you to understand exactly who you are. Have a little self-love for yourself, but I'll show tomorrow. This is the name of the show, and I'm going to tell you. It's going to say, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. That's the name of the show tomorrow, and I say it at the end of every one of our shows. So just know who you are.
Is a about finding a new experience with someone you never thought you'd meet. Who totally turns your life around completely, helping you get a job and keeping you off the street. Church on Sunday morning. Eventually, I'm saving money, setting my life in a new direction. Now I'm friends with my old man again, standing here wearing this wedding band. I can say I know love because of you. Say I know love. Love.